Came out with a split for the weekend. It sounded like good win on Friday and played a really good team on Saturday. So overall, it didn't sound like too bad of a weekend, was it?
No, not at all. I mean, obviously, you want to go down there and win two, but teams we played coming out with a split on the road and for that kind of travel, I thought it was good. I thought it was a big positive for our team and for us moving forward. Preparing for conference and region games. So it was a good weekend for us.
Tight one on Friday. Reading the story from Brent, didn't shoot the ball well, but boy, you hit your free throws. That kind of helped you out, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did. We battled. It was a tough one. Howard's got a good squad that shoots the three well, and we knew that. And I thought we defended the 3-point line well. We got to do a better job of not getting beat off the bounce and giving up, easy line drives to the bucket. But we came through and we attacked, I thought, pretty well and got to the free throw line and made some plays down the stretch that really helped us. But going 20 for 23 in the free throw line, really, really helped us. 10 of 11 in that fourth quarter, I think, is what we were. And those help win ball games.
And then had to face a ranked team, what, New Mexico Junior College, a pretty good team, a ranked team, aren't they?
Yeah. They're long, they're athletic, they're quick. I think our point guard's, fairly quick. Vanessa's fairly quick, and those guards are quick. I mean, they can get to point A and B in a heartbeat. And so it was a good test for us. I think they average close to 20 offensive rebounds a game. They're a team that transitions and really scores off of either transition or offensive rebounding. We packed it in. We kind of switched it up between man and zone against them just to try to change things up. We just really came out flat in the beginning, went down 12-0, and it's hard to make a comeback against a team of that caliber when you put yourself in a hole like that. But I thought we played hard all the way through. We competed all the way through. Really competed in that fourth quarter. Those type of games, you can either give up or you can keep fighting. And I thought this team, for the most part, fought through four quarters.
Had some girls come off the bench and score well for you in that one.
Yeah, we did. Cammy Camille out of North Macedonia, she came in, had 15. Struggled, first night for us on Friday. And I didn't play her even the second half of Friday. We talked a little bit about, playing with a clear head. And she came in that second game on Saturday and just kept things simple. We keep the game simple. Easy things happen and good things happen. And I thought she played a heck of a game. I mean, that's the type of production I was thinking we could get out of her, and hopefully she can stay consistent with that. But she's young. She's a freshman coming over to the United States for the first time in her life, and it's been a little bit of a struggle for her to begin with. But she's been playing really well for us in practice, and it showed on Saturday. I was really happy about that. And Maite's been having a great year for us. Had two really good games. We were short Valentina. She had a knee injury Thursday morning practice before we left. And so we were testing it out once we got down there on Friday, and it just didn't go. And so losing Valentina, one of our starters, hurt for the weekend, but I thought others stepped up and played well, and we were able to compete.
Three big road games coming up. Central Community College off to Columbus on Tuesday.
Yeah. No breaks at all on anything. We practice. We gave them today off. We practice tomorrow, and then we go. We head to Columbus on Tuesday. Who they're 5-3, coming off two losses to some good teams this weekend in Iowa, but they're much improved from where they were last year. They shoot the ball really well. They got about five or six, seven players that you really have to key in on, and it's a deeper team than what they've had. And so this isn't going to be an easy game at all for us. We have to be able to play on the road and really, really defend. I like that they got some girls that can really shoot it. And then, like I said, we go to Iowa Western for their classic after Thanksgiving, and those are going to be two really good teams with Mineral Area. I think they might only have one or two losses on the season, and Iowa. Northwestern's, you know, a top 10 program on the D2 side now. So it's it'll be a battle, be a lot of travel for us in the span of about 7-8 days.